Okay. My name is Jim Dingman. I'm the Secretary of the Pacifica National Programming Committee, and this is the July 24th, 2019 meeting. We're officially on the stream, and I'm going to read out the roll call, and people, please answer, and if there's anybody I've excluded, please bring up that name to me. I'm going to start off with myself, Jim Dingman. I am here. Carol Wolfley?
Here.
Carol Wolfley is here. James Sagerton is not here. He is has an excused absence. He's from WBAI. He's governing the team. Okay. Here. Venicia? All right, she's not here. She's been absent for 4 or 5 times, so I am, as secretary, removing her from the committee. Nancy Sorden, are you there? All right, Nancy Sorden doesn't answer yet. We'll put her as absent and wait till she calls. Mansoor Sabah from KPFK. All right. Mansoor asked for excused absence. I think he's on the government committee, so he's given an excused absence. Rob Sims from WPFW.
Rob Sims here.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Lauren Brace from KPFK, is he here? All right, Lawrence has also missed at least 4 to 5 meetings, so Lawrence is now removed from the committee. Donald Goldbacher.
Present.
Present, okay. Is Michael Novick there? Michael, are you there? I think Michael was on the call with you last time. Carol, is that correct?
Carol? I would have to check. I don't remember Michael being on.
I think he was in the meeting before, but he's absent. He's not 3 in a row at this point. Wally James, are you there?
Here.
Okay, Wally's there. Five Malim Akay from WBAI. He has missed every meeting since we started, so he's now removed from the committee. Shira Dedman, she is going to probably join us later. I know she's busy doing things, so we're going to mark her absent, but we'll put a little question mark on that one. John Wesley Bethune.
Bethune here.
You different? Okay. And Michelle Manos, she's not here yet. She was at the last meeting, I see.
Yes, she was.
Okay,
yes.
So anyway, she'll probably join us later. And Chris Smith, you're there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have quorum. And I guess just to help us as we're going along, if people identify what station they're from, all that, I'll certainly make that something I do too. Has everybody received the draft agenda that Carol sent out earlier today?
Yes.
Okay, and have you guys seen the modifications? I think I just put one modification in there. That was to do this reading of the resolution on Indigenous Peoples Day in Hiroshima. But anyway, did you all see that? I think I sent that out a few minutes ago. Did you all get that? Okay, don't laugh.
So is Indigenous People Day the same day as Nagasaki Day?
It sort of works out around the same time, I see. It's more or less the same week, so we can discuss that later. But anyway, shall we debate the agenda? And I'll read out what the draft agenda is that Carol sent. The draft agenda for tonight was roll call and agenda, election of officers, then we have station check-ins, drive time programming evaluation, with a proviso to start off with BAI, voter education campaign, holidays. I put 6A, the Indigenous Peoples, the Hiroshima Nagasaki Day to discuss it, something to encourage the other all stations to sort of cooperate on. And I believe you brought this up, Cliff, the question of covering war. Is that correct?
Covering what?
This year? War. The issue I think I saw.
I may have mentioned that. I forget. But I think we should honor all the things that happened in 1919, all the strikes, all of the uprisings against blacks, 26 cities. Right. Anyway, it's an important 100th anniversary of a lot of stuff.
I think 1919 is very important also, but we'll add to that a little later. All right, does anybody have any other ideas that they want to add to the agenda?
Carol for the stack.
Hold on, Carol.
As I mentioned before, we got on that Grace is going to come on around 6:30 Pacifica time, so we could maybe have the voter registration discussion then, or if
right.
I could call her if we need to.
Okay, does everybody agree on that? When Grace comes on, we'll sort of shift gears and go right into that. Is there any disagreement with that? All right, hearing none, we'll adopt that. Any other items for the agenda that people want to put in? Anything? All right. The next thing was election of committee officers. How do you all want to do this? Carol?
So I would ask if there's any other nominations for chair and vice chair, and if they are no other nominations, then we should just take the people who are nominated. And if there are others, then we should figure that out. I think we could just vote, you know, right now with who's on the call, we could go ahead and vote.
All right. Do you guys want to do that?
Sure.
All right. So I guess I'm nominated to be chair. What are the votes for that?
Can we see if there's any other nominations for chair?
Oh, absolutely. Any other nominations for chair? All right. Anybody?
Hearing none.
All right, I guess I have the ask. Okay. All right, the most important job we're coming up to, which nobody's volunteered for, vice chair. We have a nomination for Jim Sagerton. Jim is not on the call, but is there anybody else who wants to take on that role or be part of that process?
Louis Goldberg. Oh, God. I.
Anybody else? Any other nominations? Going once? Going twice? Going three times? All right. So Jim is the vice chair, Jim Sagerton. Now, secretary, who wants to do that? That's actually more important than any other job. Does anybody want to do that? Don't knock me off with everybody running to want to do that. Because all you really need to do is to mark the resolutions we decide upon. All right. Nobody wants to do that at this point. All right. I'm not going to do it anymore. I've had enough of doing it. I just want to catch up on what I haven't gotten done yet. But does anybody want to do it? But we do have to do it. All right. I can see.
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am. Go on, Carol.
Okay. My comment is, if you know somebody who would like to be a non-voting participant on the programming committee, they could be secretary. So we can bring on someone to help with taking notes and recording.
That's true, but I tried to ask Kathy to do that, and I got a resounding laughter in my face. But anyway... I'll ask Kathy again.
Yeah, let's keep trying, because there may be somebody who, you know, is good at that kind of stuff.
All right. Well,
this is Donald for the deck.
Come on, Donald.
Yeah, so I'm already secretary on the personnel committee. This is not that difficult a job. And if people think that they really want to help Pacifica, then somebody needs to step up and just do the minimum here of recording key motions that get pushed on. We don't need exhaustive minutes here. And I think if you're on the call, you really need to think about what you're doing on the call.
All right. Did that open the floodgates? I guess not. All right. Well, we're going to have to figure that out. Somebody's going to have to step up and do that. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on. I'll try to do something locally. I know it can be an inordinate task, but someone has to do it. But anyway, all right, we're going to move to the stage.
Wait, Carol, for the stack. Yeah. Carol, for the stack. There is another way to do it, and that is if anybody is willing to help with that. So we could divide it up like, okay, tonight who's willing to keep track of the resolutions and write up the minutes? Right. You know, and we can take turns if nobody's willing to do it.
All right, do you want to do it for tonight, Carol?
I did it for last time and helped with the agenda, so I think it's someone else's turn.
All right, that's fair.
I'm sorry, I'm driving. It's out of the question with me.
All right.
Is that Wally?
No, this is Leslie.
Oh, Leslie, all right. Well, anyway, let's try to figure it out. Now, someone just came on the call.
Hello, this is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy came on. Okay.
And we just said whoever comes on is going to be the secretary.
Really, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you're the lucky one, Nancy. Well, anyway,
I've been on for a few minutes. I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, why don't we try? We'll bring it up a little bit later, and maybe we can figure that out. Okay. We'll postpone it right now, but maybe we can figure it out. All right. If people don't mind, let's go to the station check-in thing. And Carol, why don't you start with KCFA?
So I just know that KPFA is getting ready for the national office to move into the KPFA building. So that is an adjustment. And people are clearing out things out of the national office. Programming, we had some great, we started our fundraising and we had some great programming on for fundraising. And I don't know, I haven't seen any amount. We're having a retreat orientation for our new KPFA LSB members from April, going over the different bylaws things. So I don't have a lot to say about programming.
Donald, do you want to add something?
Only that this was special programming created for the pledge drive. One was about the whole Altamont Rolling Stones concert in the fall of 1969. Which was a very cool program to do. And there was another fascinating program, the content of which is eluding me at the moment. But our pledge drive is beginning. We'll see how it goes. Oh, and we did cover the hearings today from gavel to gavel of the Mueller testimony.
Oh, yeah. And, Don, I think you were thinking of People's Park.
Yes. Thank you.
People's Park. Does anybody have any questions for either Donald or Carol?
Right. On the coverage, was that the coverage from Democracy Now, gavel to gavel, or was
no,
it, did you have a second reporter there?
This was KPFA program host of the morning show, called Upfront, as well as Mitch Jeserich's Letters in Politics. So the three of them were handling the coverage, and we were able to intersperse a little bit of fundraising during the breaks.
Oh, I see. So, where did the I don't know, would you call it the feed? Where did the feed come from?
That's a good question. I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I'm just curious if you had sent to reporters or if it was some other. Anyway, I don't know if WPFW had reporters there or not, or if we were using Amy Goodman's feed.
Anybody else have any questions for Carol or Donald?
I have a question for Otis, if he's still on. Otis, so was that Letters in Politics on audio port so that people could upload it? Or download it? Sorry.
I think Otis is gone, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. How did the Altamont... you did a special show on Altamont and a special show on People's Park. Was that offered as a premium, and how did it go?
I don't know about the numbers, how much money we raised, which I can find out later. But both shows are very good, so I imagine they probably did pretty decently.
All right. Any other questions for Carol or Donald? All right. All right, why don't we go to KPFK? Is anybody from KPFK on the phone call? Anybody? I don't think we have anybody from KPFK. How about KPFT? Is anybody from KPFT on the phone? I know there are some people. You guys have any updates?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Wally. We're getting a new interim station manager, and it's somebody that I know, and it looks really positive. Somebody that's has some good radio experience. And we're getting ready for the fun drive. We got one coming up on August 8th. And I guess that's about it.
It's not Obadike, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Who might it be?
Well, I'm not sure if it's official yet, but I think it's in a couple years by now. Okay.
I mean, we didn't even learn about Maxie getting fired until it came out on some news feed.
He resigned.
Yeah, he resigned. Carol for the stack, too.
Oh, Maxie resigned. Okay. All right, anybody else have any more questions about KPFT? At this point? Okay, what about PFW? Any updates from PFW?
Okay, Rob seems to the stat. WPFW along with WBAI broadcast the Mueller hearing with WPFW originating the coverage. And so far, I've heard nothing but good things. And okay. We're preparing for our membership campaign within the next couple of weeks. And that's all from WPFW so far. Cliff, do you have anything?
Cliff to the stack.
Go on, Cliff.
We also started a one-hour program in connection with the Goethe Institute, the sort of feel-good branch of the German government. They're in the same building as PFW, and we do that 1 hour a week. I guess we've been doing it 2 weeks now, but it's a nice program. We still have Sojourner Truth coming on in the immediate hour afterwards, but at least we're not running a German program from 80 years ago with Dr. Goebbels, so it's a good thing today.
Robson, back to the stack. One other nice thing that we heard from Katian not too long ago, Code Pink, the ladies from Code Pink now finally have a show on WPFW.
Wow, cool.
Look out, we might be offering it to the other stations.
Deservedly so. Just get on.
That's great.
This is Donald for the stack.
Come on, Donald.
Yeah, who is that? Medea Benjamin, who's hosting the show, or somebody else?
I believe it's Medea. Yes.
Great. Congratulations.
What time of the day is that show with Medea on?
We're talking about today. About maybe the 1:30 hour.
1:30 hour. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the nature of the show you're doing with the Goethe Institute? What exactly are they doing? with you guys.
Code Pink is telling about what Code Pink is doing all over the world as far as demonstrations and the other things with their movement go. I worked with Code Pink during the Occupy movement some time back. And you never know what those ladies are up to.
But what is the Goethe Institute doing? You say you're in the same business as the Goethe Institute. What are they doing?
Institute. They are, naturally, they're from Germany. And she managed to find out all about what they were doing in broadcasting, and we started to air some special programming like the one that Cliff had just talked about.
All right. The reason I mention that is many years ago in New York City, the Goethe Institute that's up on Fifth Avenue, it's now down in Lower Manhattan near Union Square. They used to bring annually radio broadcasters from Germany to come and do all-day workshops in New York on the kind of broadcasting they were doing in Germany. And so that was fascinating, and I'm just curious. I guess that was like a one-shot back then, but they would be sort of interesting to see if they're going to do that kind of stuff again, because they would bring people in who were major stars on German public radio and community radio. And it was
right.
Eye-opener to go hang out with these guys. I used to look forward to seeing them come and talk to York. So I'm just curious if that's the kind of stuff they're doing, but I guess they're not.
Oh, I can read it. This is Nancy. I could read it to you. It begins 6 p.m. Let's see here. The radio series... brought to you by WPFW, the Goethe Institute, Wunderbar Together, the Year of German-American Friendship. In celebration of our transatlantic friendship, PFW will air an hour of German-American audio stories each Monday with high-quality journalism through research and a preference for unique stories. This series takes on Pretzel's Beer, the biracial experience, and the Berlin Wall, each piece offering a fresh perspective on just how much these two countries share.
Wow. Well, they've got some amazing radio producers in Germany, so it sounds really exciting that you guys are doing stuff with them.
You know, come to think of it, I do remember the Goethe Institute putting on a program about German radio. I remember when they were on 7th Street, almost where WPFW
right.
used to be at, and they did that workshop, and I stayed for the entire thing. It was incredible, trust me.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man. I mean, that was like, you must have seen that. That's a long time, right? Well, anyway, you know, that it's great that you're working with them. That sounds like it has all sorts of great potentials.
I'll ask the Institute if they're going to bring that radio workshop back anytime soon.
Yeah, because they're doing heavy stuff here in New York. So anyway, these are always opportunities to work with these guys. I know the Rosa Luxemburg Institute. We should do more with them. All right, let me. Anybody else have questions for folks on what's going on at PFW?
Cliff to the staff for a moment.
Go on, Cliff.
With the broadcasting of Mueller, we had Gerald Horn, we had Julian Malveaux, and we had Eski Mohammed commentating on the testimony. So it was very, very interesting commentary, especially Gerald Horn is always fabulous. And the first Goethe Institute program had a thing of German motorcyclists going to Monument Valley and so on, their reactions to the U.S. Out west and so on. It was interesting and extremely well produced, I have to hand it to them.
Yeah, that's the thing that I got from these German radio things. But anyway, that brings up the kind of things about working with these guys for training purposes. All right, any other questions about PFW?
Carol for the stack.
Come on, Carol.
I wondered if you can tell us what show it is that was covering the reports, the Mueller reports, because I'm looking at AudioPort, and there was like different things on, like, what's the frequency, Kenneth? Does anybody know what show that is? Mueller in Context, updated with Mueller testimony. So there were different things that, but there was nothing collective here. That here's another one: events and special Mueller testimony. John Almela, that's WBAI, right?
Right,
right.
Yeah. So it just looking at AudioPort, it would be hard for people to figure out where to get things, you know?
Right.
It would be nice to feature it.
Rob Sims to the staff. Carol, I believe...
Go on, Rob.
Carol, I believe that Katia Sid went through the program director's call from offices to stations on the West Coast and New York, and I believe the only one that took us up on it was WBAI.
Okay.
Right.
What was the name of the show?
Let's help me out here. Something about the Mueller hearings.
But who was the host?
Askia Muhammad.
Muhammad and Julia Malgo.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, anybody else to questions to on PFW? All right. This is Jim Dingman. I'll just give a brief report on BAI. I just sent out to you guys the latest Nielsen reports on BAI, which actually show an improvement compared to what you guys got. Some of you may not have got that. I'll try to send it out to you later. The initial report back in September, October of last year. So the morning show has actually shown a tremendous, I'd say, a doubling, frankly, or probably even tripling of its audience. It's actually a positive growth. And they have a female and male co-host there. So they're trying to work out and get a better sound going. There is an improvement in the afternoon also in terms of audience. There is an effort. They have a new master control that's nearly finished. I think it needed maybe close to $5,000 to $6,000. I'm not sure how much, but that's on the verge of being finished. And one of the problems that have happened with BAI is since we lost the space at 120 Wall Street, there essentially has been little to no production space for producers. It's been reduced in space size probably 5 times at least compared to what it was over at 120 Wall Street. So at least now there's a possibility of having more production studios. They just started a fundraising drive for the summer. I would say that the money coming in, I don't know the actual numbers, so I can't really objectively comment on that. I know that the last fundraising drive wasn't as successful as it should have been. I think that's true for most of the stations. In terms of the issue raised about the Mueller report, I know that they took the feed from PFW. I should add that one of the things that happened yesterday was that we finally got and have started to broadcast the entire Mueller read that happened out in Astoria, Queens. So yesterday I was going back and forth. I think Otis has put on the feed there. They're going to send us the entire Mueller report feed that they did, which is about 30 hours, and that's or actually 24 hours, and that's going to be available to every station on AudioPort. What was mentioned that Carol saw was the first effort that was done to do the Mueller report, which was done by some BAI producers, and what John did was a very different kind of report. It's probably 3 to 4 hours of the Mueller report, probably volume one. But unfortunately, they weren't able to finish it. So that's that. There are a lot of events going on in New York about radio. So I'm in the middle of tracking them. Tomorrow, for example, there is a party of this Montez Press Radio. I brought them on a task force call. What those guys are doing is a pop-up once a month radio internet station where all they do is cover art, contemporary art, for the local New York City community. But what they do is they interact with radio internet operations and streaming operations in Europe. So they do joint programming with people in Europe. So I'm very interested to find out what they're up to. There is an entire project going on in New York right now at something called the Interference Archive, where they're showing they actually had a pirate radio station from Washington, D.C., WMNR or something like that. It was in the Washington, D.C. area for 20 years, and these guys came up and talked about it, and they're going to do another thing on Friday about pirate radio in Brooklyn. And I should add that there are about 36 pirate radio stations in Brooklyn. So I'm just sort of trying to see what's going on out there. And then there's another thing on Friday that has to do with people from NPR. There's this film, and increasingly what they do is experiment with sound and podcasts called Union Docs. It's out in Williamsburg. And they're going to have an entire panel on radio a series they're doing called The Myth of General Intelligence that's done by Radiolab up on NPR. But there's a lot going on at the station right now. The key thing is to make sure the fundraising drive occurs. So that's where we're in right now in terms of operations. And there has been a lot of changes in the programming. So there's a lot of, as I don't have to tell you, there's a lot of resentment and all that as a result of that, but hopefully it will come out well in the end. Anyway, that's my brief report. Any questions? Anything?
I had a question.
Nancy.
You said the programming is taking a turn for the better.
In terms of audience, I just sent you the Nielsen ratings about that.
The Nielsen ratings, yeah. Do you what do you attribute all that to?
I would attribute that to the fact that. We had, for the past 8 to 9 months, leadership at the national level that was trying to work and organize the programmers and the program directors in particular and sort of focus in on that. So I would attribute that in part to the leadership of the former executive director, to be honest with you, and also the fact that the program directors, I think at all the stations, are trying to work better at doing things. So I definitely attribute that in part mm-hmm. to that. I think also mm-hmm. the morning, we're going to deal with the morning drive. I think there has been a lot of concentration of effort and energy on the morning drive. Because frankly, before that energy was put there, it basically was embarrassing in terms of the amount of people listening.
So, I heard of tutorials and assistance that the former ED gave to different stations. And so do you think that is maintainable, you know, that folks learned enough to maintain that themselves?
I think that that's all the stuff through the greater public. Is that correct?
The greater public was a development is a development organization.
Right. Whatever organization has those webinars or other things that have to do with increasing the capacity of programmers, I personally suggest that everybody on this call and frankly as many producers avail themselves of that because I think that service is paid for. And so, as I understand it, the general manager.
Oh yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
I think people should take advantage of that. I personally haven't done it yet, but I personally think that we should, all of us should participate and take advantage of that as much as possible, and come back and talk about what we're finding out from it. Because I think that's one good mm-hmm. way, along with many others, to increase capacity and capability.
Are you referring to the? There was another thing we joined, the program directors
I forget what this other organization for program directors, and I guess anybody that's kind of interested in programming.
PRPD. I'm sorry, yeah. Not to the sector. That's PRPD that we joined.
PRPD. Okay, is that what you're referring to, or you're referring to greater public?
Well, I personally think that these issues of money and programming are integrally related, and I don't have you actually. Has anybody here actually participated in these seminars at this point on the call?
Not just yet. Rob, to the stack again.
Go on, Rob.
We're trying to get our general manager to give us a password or some kind of login to greater public, so that we can get into those webinars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm all in favor of us trying to cooperate together and sharing those kind of, tutorials and self-tutorials that producers can avail themselves of that do the same thing. Because I found a lot of that stuff online. And so I want to share that with everybody. And then everybody sort of critique it and say, like, is it good or bad? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. The podcasting books, I believe I sent to some of you all. And, we just have to sort of share it with everybody and see if it works. That's all. But
thank you.
Anybody else have comments? Anybody, any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Jim, I'm looking at your Nielsen's. This is Donald from KPFN.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So I'm looking at January, 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.?
Yep.
So that's the whole month of January? Or no, it's Fridays combined, right?
Yeah, let me open them up.
So everybody should have gotten this in their email if you're looking at your email.
I did not get it. Nancy did not get it. If you could put me on the list, the email list somehow.
All right, Nancy, let me send it to you. Yeah, go on, Donald.
So if you look at January, 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., you have 4,000 at 8 a.m. and you have 4,500 at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I assume that's Democracy Now at 9 a.m.
8 to 9, right. 8 to 9 o'clock.
Okay, and then if you look at May, 8 a.m., you've got 3,300, and at 9 a.m., you have 2,300. So your numbers have dropped from January to May in those same 2 hours. And then if we look at June, 8 a.m. now got higher. Again, that's Democracy Now, right?
Correct.
But your 9 a.m. continued to drop. So,
right.
So something worked and something didn't work, right?
No, that's right. See, I think that's true. It's less so, let's say if we look at the numbers at your station, if I recall...
Which you didn't send.
Oh, I thought I sent that a long time ago. Didn't you guys get all the KPFA? That's the stuff that Maxie sent us a long time ago. Did you guys get that?
So for the same time slots? For the same 3 months?
No, I haven't. That's one problem with his designation. We're not necessarily all up to snuff now. That's an issue to talk with Grace about, because I don't know who's in charge of getting the Nielsen's right now.
Okay.
As I understand it, the numbers for KPFA were pretty consistent with, I think they were like in the 1,000 to 2,000 range for Ed Tickert show, and I think it's like... we might as well start talking about the drive time stuff.
Yes.
We're already so we're now going to shift it to the drive time discussion that we were going to talk about anyway.
Good segue.
Yeah, and as I understand it, basically the only station that has decent numbers for those slots is KPFA. And from my understanding, part of the reason is that it's got two talented hosts and a paid producer or paid producers, and the other stations suffer because they don't have the resources, or if they do, they don't have enough resources to actually develop a robust morning show. I think that's a generalization, but I think I'll make that. And so the numbers at BAI, when we first got them in the fall, were I would say argue below 500 people an hour. I mean, they were very low. Sometimes they were even lower than that. And so if the numbers had gone up dramatically, up to 1,000 an hour, or, I mean, there is an increase. There's no doubt about it. So, but I don't know. I can't really, the question of what happens after Democracy Now! Occurs is an interesting question. But anyway, what do other people think? Donald?
Yeah, well, I want to make a couple of comments, if I might.
Go on, man.
One is, again, looking at BAI for a moment, I don't know when you, what time is Tom Hartman on? Is he on at 1 p.m. your time?
No. Tom,
is that, is that Leonard Lopez?
Gary Noel's on from 12 to 1, Lenny Lopez from 1 to 2, and I believe Tom Hartman comes on after him.
Okay, so Lenny's show is obviously doing well, as I look at these numbers. 3,500 in June, and 4,300 in May. In January, I don't know if he was on the air yet. No. Was he on the air in January?
Yeah, he averages around 3,500. Him and Gary Null are about 3,500 apiece. I would say 3,500 to 4,000 are listening to
those. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now at BAI, you were referencing the morning show, which is on from 7 to 9 a.m. It's called Upfront, and you're right. There are two paid co-hosts. There's a paid producer, Carol. You'll have to help me out with other, and they have other personnel there as well. So what's important here about this show is even though it doesn't have the biggest numbers in terms of, quote, listenership compared to, let's say, Democracy Now!, even though I don't have those numbers in front of me, that show pays for itself and then some, because it's just a very attractive show, and people donate a lot of money during those 2 hours during Pledge Drive. In fact, yesterday when we started the Pledge Drive, they raised $5,500 in 1 hour.
Wow. Well, those are great numbers.
So what I'm trying to get at here is that it's twofold. That if you have really good hosts on this morning drive time shows who really know how to pitch during Pledge Drive, but who are doing quality radio, and you staff it up, you're going to make more money in that hour or hours that will more than pay for the show and will help pay for the station. And that's part of the way we have to think about it.
All right. Does anybody else want to talk about this? Anybody else?
Carol for the stack. One of the things I've noticed is they're doing some innovative things, like CS Song was put together with Richard Walensky and a couple other people, a pitch to take a bunch of people to an A's baseball game and go with them, and then there's materials, and they're going to talk about philosophy at the baseball game. So, and that's like, you know, a pitch for $300 or something, but it builds a sense of connection with those producers, and, you know, they did another thing before where Mitch and some of the Upfront people put together an event before. And when they do those kind of outreach things and people get to know them, it promotes the programming.
Yeah, this is Donald again. Let me just add one more point on that. What Carol was just referencing is that during the last Pledge Drive, if people donated $500 or more, they got to have dinner with a bunch of these program hosts, including the morning program that I'm describing, along with Mitch Jezerich. And there were about, what, close to 40 people there, right?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
So that means 20 people donated $500 or more, meaning $10,000 worth. And then we all had dinner together at a nearby restaurant that served Salvadorian food. So that was a great event. And so that's, again, something that other stations can adopt of take your high-end donors to dinner in a crowd.
They didn't go to Chez Panisse?
No, they didn't go.
Unfortunately not. But the Salvadorian food is quite good.
I know. All right. Anybody else on morning show stuff from other stations? How about
Carol for the stack. So I sent out a checklist for criteria, and I wondered if anybody had a chance to look at that and see, because if we're going to be looking at drive time programming, it would be good for us all to be thinking about what are the different criteria.
You're breaking up, Carol. I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
I was saying that I sent a draft agenda, I sent a criteria list to go with drive time programming, because some of the issues are often like pace or sound quality. There's a lot that, you know, the sound production, what style is it? Is it conversations, debates, interviews? So to be gathering the information in a quantitative as well as a qualitative way, I sent that, and I wondered if anybody wants to use that, if it would be helpful for us. And I also had the idea that maybe we need to go station by station, you know, at a time. And those of us that committed to do this, and anybody else, because there aren't that many of us on the committee right now, who want to do this, that we all be listening, you know, to some of the programming so we can have a meaningful conversation about the same program, the same programs at the same station. How does that sound?
I think we agreed upon that a couple of weeks ago, if I recall.
Yeah, but we didn't have the criteria that I sent. Has anybody accessed that and have any comments about it?
Carol, could you send that out again?
Just hold one second, and I'm going to see if I can just read you some of that, because I know somebody said they were driving.
I can start while you're pulling it up, Carol.
Oh, thanks.
So the grid looks like this. Is it an interview or a conversation or a commentary show? Is it mission relevant for Pacifica? Is the show meaningful? Is it engaging? Is it exploring different perspectives? Is the show about local, national, or international affairs? What's the sound level like? What is the sound quality like? What is the voice quality like of the interviewer? What's the flow in editing and pace like? How about the back sound and music interludes? And is there audience involvement? In other words, is it a call-in show or not? Is the show well promoted on the station? Is social media somehow being used to promote the show? And we want a description. Is the show described online? And does the show announce other shows that are on the station? Are there searchable topics? Is it shareable? And then is it being picked up by Nielsen and other surveys? And also, can you check out the online listenership at stats.pacifica.org? So that's the rating grid that Carol sent.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly open to hearing additions to that, if need be.
I have a question, Nancy.
Go on, Nancy.
Yes, I got it and printed it out and looked at it. There's two columns to fill out. Is that two shows, or is that two different dates, or what is the purpose of the two columns? And also the other question I was is, did you want other criteria or suggestions for that list?
Or
is
that,
Carol, I'll go ahead.
What ideas do you have, Nancy?
No, I don't. If I think of some, I didn't know if this was an agreed upon list already, because I missed some meetings. But is it an evolving list? I guess is my question. Or is this what we want to go with right now and start working on it?
Carol for the SEC.
Go on, Carol.
Nancy, I put this together, and there were some other, you know, criteria that were around that I looked at, and I think it's a working document that we should continue to add on if people have other ideas, or, you know, especially at other stations that there's things that you want to consider. I put two columns because originally we were talking about 7 to 9. Now, I don't know if we want to expand that more, but so it could be two programs, but, you know, those lines there are optional.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody else have comments on this? Have you sent that out, Carol?
I haven't resent it. You want me to resend it now?
Yeah, resend it now.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other comments on this from Texas? You guys have comments? You guys have a morning show in. Yeah, go on.
We've got Democracy Now! On at 7, and then that's followed by some other stuff from outside. We don't have anything live locally at that time.
Nothing local. Okay.
Right.
Does PFW...
We have live Netflix at all.
Sorry?
PSW, beginning at about maybe 5 in the morning until 8 o'clock, there is a music show that's on.
Music show?
It's pretty good. We also have 5-minute news break at like 5:55 and 6:55. Democracy Now! Comes on at 8 o'clock. And then, depending on what day of the week it is, there's some strict public affairs programming that comes on at 9 o'clock. So that's how our morning drive is right now.
And this is Donald for the Stack.
Go on.
Yeah, so how does that early morning show do, numbers-wise, before Democracy Now? Do you have a sense of that?
I don't have a sense of it, and I haven't seen our numbers just yet.
Okay. And you're saying that the follow-on show that comes on after Democracy Now! Varies day by day?
It varies day by day, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, one of the things that happens at KPFA, which we're not saying you have to do, but obviously we have shows that are on Monday through Friday. That surround Democracy Now! And we run Democracy Now! Twice, at 6 a.m. our time, which is 9 Eastern Standard Time, and again at 9 a.m. And so there's and then our own morning show comes on between those two airings of Democracy Now!, and then a different show comes on after the second airing of Democracy Now!, and that's Mitch Jezer's show, Letters in Politics, which some of you are carrying. So that's our morning lineup, pretty much from 6 through 11, and that's solid through the week. And that obviously helps us. Those are clearly our most popular shows, from 6 in the morning till 11 in the morning.
Cliff to the Stack.
Go on, Cliff.
I don't know whether other stations have the same competition, but in Washington, Howard University TV runs Democracy Now! 3 times a day.
Oh, really? Tough competition.
Really?
3 times?
Yeah, and that's an issue. That's an issue.
Wow.
She also, Rob Sims to the Stack, she also promotes Democracy Now! On television. Sometimes in her radio broadcast. So, incredible.
of puss three times a day?
Yeah. Yep.
Informing the public.
That's our job.
That's good for us, but not good for the station.
Well,
flip to the stack again. Democracy Now! Used to do a lot of fundraising for us and probably for each of the stations. They no longer do that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it seems like they do fundraising for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Carol for the stack. I thought I have heard them doing fundraising for KPFA.
And KPFT.
And that's during Pledge Drive.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, I'm going to not get into this what I think about this on an open call.
Yeah, let's stay with the grid here.
Right. If we were in a closed session, I'd be a little more candid. But anyway, I guess the thing I'm getting from this, I remember like 25 to 30 years ago when the whole debate about creating morning shows happened. That was about 91, 92, 93. And part of it was that back then, I know at BAI, there were very strong news. It was a strong, compared to now, there was a viable local news department. And I'm wondering how many stations have at this point viable local news departments. In other words, one or two paid people, three people paid that are doing local news, and then have people coming in to our students as interns. New York doesn't have that anymore. It's a very sketchy thing compared to what it was 25 years ago. Does PFW have a local news department?
The Rob sends it to the staff again.
Go on, Rob.
So far, WPFW has four people, and we are paid. Is nowhere near the news department, near like the news department we had when we were in Chinatown, North Adams Morgan, where we had paid news people and we had college students come in to actually intern for us, and actually they got to file a story or two, and
right.
And also we had individuals who volunteered with the news department come right off the street and learn journalism. And they got some foul stories, too. But that was way back when.
Rob, didn't...
Nancy.
I just said, didn't we have coverage of the Hill back then? You were saying the other day that we had coverage of the Hill by those reporters.
Yes, we did. Yes, we sure did have coverage of the Hill. Yes, we did. One or two of the paid news people also got Capitol Hill credentials, and they reported from Capitol Hill. Yes.
Rob, is that when Verna Avery Brown was there in the news?
Yes. Yes.
So we're talking about before the year 2000, right?
Yeah.
All right. And what's the reason why that changed? Just lack of money?
Lack of money.
Yeah.
Carol for the stack.
Go on, Carol.
Rob, could you say, you said there's four people, so what, there's a GM, and is there a program director? What are the four people that are paid?
The four people in the news, in the news department?
No, right now, who are the four people, like what are their job titles of the four people that are at WPFW now?
Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were talking
about... about the news.
Oh, just news. Right. Okay, I misunderstood.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, about just news people.
Yes. Never mind. I'm sorry.
But how many paid staff are there at WPFW right now, Rob?
In the news department?
In general.
In general. Okay. Let me see if I can count on my fingers and get it right. Three... Seven, roughly 10, 11 of us.
10, 11.
Excuse me, 12, I'm sorry.
12? And how many of those people are engineers?
Let's see. there are three people who are in the engineering department.
Three.
Plus the general manager is an engineer.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have a program director?
Yes, interim program director. We also have a development person, and we also have an assistant to the general manager. She deals with the bookkeeping. We also have a office manager who deals with the telephone in the front door, and a halftime volunteer coordinator.
A halftime volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a news director? Is there anybody paid to do news?
Yes. One of the news people is the news director. That's right.
All right. Oh, there are four people who are paid to do news?
That's right.
Okay.
So they're not all full-time?
No, absolutely not. No. The only one that's full-time is maybe a skier, Muhammad. The rest of us are working, I know there are two people that work 25 hours a week because they put together a local magazine show, and there's one of us that works 8 hours a week.
Okay.
Because I'm a relief to the people who come in for 25 hours a week.
And did you guys finally get your Nielsen ratings? I understood that you all were going to get them, or somebody. Do you know, Nancy and Rob, if you guys got your Nielsen ratings?
Don't know just yet. I need to ask the general manager tomorrow first thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we get back to you talking about the grid?
Yeah, because I wanted to, because what he's saying is very interesting, because it means that the morning slots are, you know, basically a music show. Right? That's essentially what I've heard from Rob in PFW. Is that correct? It's basically a music show before Democracy Now?
Music and news. Music and news.
Music and news. All right. All right, 5 minutes. Okay. All right, so that's interesting. And KPFT only has Democracy Now, and then what else is at KPFT in terms of news in the morning, or any kind of news? So nothing, right?
After Democracy Now, we have Sonali. That's 5 days a week. Before Democracy Now, we have Tom Hartman.
And that's in the morning.
That's in the mornings. Tom Hartman at 6, Democracy Now at 7, and Sonali at 8.
And you guys don't know what the Nielsen ratings are for that at this point.
I haven't seen any. No.
Okay.
So the Tom Hartman show is from the day before, I'm gathering, if you're running it at 6 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. Rob Sims to the stack. This Sonali show, is this Sonali Kahaka, who used to work at a West Coast Pacific Station?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Sonali Kahaka, yeah.
All right, very good.
Carol from the stack.
Go, Carol.
I wondered if, who does the pitches for pledge drives during all those drive time, you know, programs that are syndicated?
At WPFW, there's usually either our general manager or our program director that's doing the pitches in the breaks in the programming that we air that's not produced by PFW. Actually, they also do the pitches in the breaks during WPFW produced programs too. But yeah, it makes for a long day of pitching.
Well, thank
you. Yeah.
All right.
And what about in Texas?
Uh, Bill Crozier does it. Once in a while, we get Amy Goodman, and then it's just whoever else, you know, can come in and help out.
Mm. All right.
This is Donald for the stack. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave in about 5 minutes. I just wanted to let you know.
Go on, Donald. What are you going to say?
No, I'm just saying I need to leave the call in about 5 minutes. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
All right. Well, who wants to work on this issue of listening to the morning show drives? Who wants to volunteer to do that?
Well, I'll do it I'll work on it.
All right, I will too. Who else wants to do it? Donald.
I will.
Right? No, we do want one person from each station, so that's what we're looking for.
Okay,
this is Wally. This is Wally. I'll do it.
Okay, Wally. We need somebody from PFW.
Did Nancy say she was going to do it? Oh,
I can. I can't do it. No, I was going to work with Cliff to. I know Cliff. Are you still willing to work with me on that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm usually getting ready.
That's the one time a day I usually do listen.
Okay. Did you expand the time?
Did you expand the time?
What do you mean expand the
time? Have you expanded the drive time that you want us to survey?
Oh, yeah. I think what we're talking about was doing that. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. Someone needs to mute that extra call.
Nancy and Cliff, please take it over for me, and I'll see you folks next month. Thank you again.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
I think we're talking about between 6 and 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that correct, Donald? Is that the time?
No, we should aim for 7 to 9 for starters.
All right. I would just put in 6 o'clock because people were leaving to go 6 o'clock. But anyway, we can do 7 to 9. But I would argue 6 to 9 o'clock.
Fine with me if people can handle that.
Yeah.
You're talking Eastern time?
I'm talking Eastern. I'm talking local time.
Wherever you are.
Okay.
The hell you are.
All right. Okay.
So we now have myself, Carol, Donald, Wally, and Cliff and Nancy will sort of spot each other on this. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Well, I can collect some of the information that needs to be collected online, but I'm usually getting ready to go to work, during that time, but and it's just really difficult to.
This is Donald for the stack. You don't have to listen to it live. You can. All of these shows are being archived at their station.
Right.
All you need to do is go to their website.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
That's the way to do it.
Right.
Yeah,
and so what's the sample size? A week? 2 weeks? What do
people think would be a fair sample size?